Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Michael Vick at BetUS.com. Catch an incredible 125% sign-up bonus on your first three deposits, plus 10% gambler's insurance. BetUS, my online sportsbook and casino.
EAGLES, Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to Football 24/7. And in the words of QB1, Jalen Hurts, it's about time. Jalen Hurts throws his first training camp interception on the last day of training camp, picked off by veteran cornerback Darius Slay. Jalen Hurts just spoke at the podium. Boy, Jalen Hurts, he seems like he is cool, calm, collected, and completely comfortable with where he is right now. I think it's very positive when you listen to him talk at the podium. I know, you know, you're not going to make too much of what he says. We care about what he does on the football field. But this is a different Jalen Hurts this year. That's my number one observation when I hear him speak. He is back. He is comfortable. He is confident. And the end of the press conference when he got up and said, it's about damn time that Darius Slay read him and baited him, as Slay put it in the press conference, and picked him off. So the streak for Jalen Hurts ends at 305 throws, 305 attempts, which is pretty impressive, regardless of what you think of the training camp stats. Everybody does use it and follow it. And it was a lot of fun. Jalen Hurts had a very good training camp. Training camp, everybody, is officially in the books. Practice number 16 came to an end today. It ran almost 2 hours long. Some good battles out there. A lot of reporters putting out some great posts about the battles at the end of camp. It seemed like a lot of people had a good day today. Hurts threw that first interception, but he also had three touchdown passes. He had a good day of training camp. I thought the Darius Slay spoke after. Lane Johnson spoke. Jalen Hurts spoke. So good stuff all around. I thought it was a good day at camp. I will give you guys some of the insights just to let everybody know. I was not down at training camp practice, obviously. Johnny Mack, John McMullen, Jacob Sports' Eagles beat reporter, was down at practice. We will talk to him tonight on Birds 365 from 6 to 8 p.m. But I will give you a rundown of what the reporters talked about. They put out a lot of stuff on social media, obviously, as they always do. So I will run down you guys some of the updates on that, and we'll get the update on what happened at practice today. Overall, good camp, last day of camp. It's crazy how fast we're moving along here in the offseason, everybody. Just 16 days away now from the regular season. Pretty crazy to think about, but overall, you know, good stuff. I'll give you guys the Jalen Hurts stats of the day. Jalen Hurts, perfection is hard, everybody. He was 22 of 30 today, threw three touchdowns and one interception. The first and only interception of training camp, as I talked about at the open. So a good day for him, though. I think all around, you know, he had two really nice touchdown throws, one to Devontae down the left sideline, apparently at the end of practice, that he just put the ball where only Devontae could get it. He went up and grabbed it, got both feet in. So Hurts continuing to impress, you know, and I talked about it a little bit yesterday back when Hurts still had the streak. Everybody's like, well, is it a bad thing that he hasn't thrown an interception? Like, is he not pushing the ball? And you just continue to see these plays, or at least the description of these plays, pop up where Hurts is, you know, 30-yard touchdown, 40-yard touchdown. Yesterday was a 45-yard touchdown to A.J. Brown. So he continues to – he just continues to make plays down the field. And I think it shows he's protecting the ball better, and he still is. He still is pushing the ball downfield. So a great camp from Jalen Hurts, everybody. He has really had a good camp. Obviously, we don't know if that means he's going to have a great regular season, but it's what we have here on August 21. And to know that we have a quarterback that's lighting the lamp out there and really looking good, I think is a positive thing. First interception, by the way, I'll run you guys through the play. It was a nice play. Slay, he kind of baited Jalen Hurts into a throw over the middle and picked it off. That ended the streak at 305, as I said. But pretty good stuff there. And then I also mentioned the touchdown throw to Devontae, and then another touchdown pass to Kenny Gainwell, which was apparently a tremendous throw. Pass protection, not great. Hurts took a lot of sacks today, sacked 5+ times. Remember, this doesn't mean he's taken down. It's kind of, they blow the play dead in training camp, but one turnover, 5+ sacks. Got to wonder if that offensive line protection is going to need some work. I do believe they had some guys out at the end of the offensive line. I'll try and get you guys the rotation. I was out on the road on an errand, so I wasn't able to follow everything just from the jump street. So I kind of had to play catch up a little bit. And once it starts, it's hard to play catch up because you see how much stuff piles up quickly. But I will get the recap for you. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I did see, though, all day when he was out there that the pressure was coming in. Even the first pass of the day, Hurts was under pressure. It looked like Devin White got there. So, you know, he was under pressure a lot. I'm trying to find the injury report. I can't find it on any of the beat reporters page. Like I said, I was on the road, so I didn't get a chance to see it. Let me load up John McMullen and see if I can pull him up. Here it is. So the people that did not practice today, Dallas Goedert did not practice with an oblique. I don't think it's anything serious there. It might be just more of a rest day. Matt Hennessy did not practice. Jalix Hunt did not practice. Oblique again. Odd you see two obliques on the injury report. Trevor Keegan, obviously, he was hurt yesterday, so he did not practice today. We'll be monitoring that injury for sure. Albert O, abdomen, he did not practice. John Ross continues to be out with the concussion. Tyler Steen with the ankle. Caden Stearns with the knee. And Johnny Wilson as well with the concussion. So, same report there. Dallas Goedert added, Jalix Hunt added, Trevor Keegan added. So, nothing crazy there. I don't think it's anything serious with any of those guys, but definitely want to monitor the Trevor Keegan. Definitely want to monitor Dallas Goedert. I think he'll be all right, but overall, we will get the update on them tonight on Birds 365 with John McMullen, who was down in our eyes and ears at the practice. So, I'll give you guys the updates on all of that. But overall, it seemed like it was a good practice. The offense moved the ball. The defense made some plays. The defensive line got a lot of pressure, which was good. Darius Slay spoke afterward. His 12th NFL training camp is now in the books. Brandon Graham's 15th NFL training camp is in the books. The one-on-one drills at the end of practice seemed really, really competitive. Everybody reported the team was just watching. Everybody watches, and they all go crazy. They did some interesting thing. Covey battled up against DeGene. It was an incomplete pass, so Cooper DeGene got the win. AJ battled versus Quinyon Mitchell, and also an incomplete pass, so the defense won that one. Nolan Smith versus Darian Kennard. Nolan got the sack, so Nolan Smith won that one. And then Ben Van Sumeren versus Davis Price, but Ben Van Sumeren, the linebacker, played on offense. So it was interesting, but he got the win on that play and beat Davis Price, who played defense, who's in a running back. So it was interesting how they switched those guys around, but apparently it was a very competitive period and all the players were watching and going crazy. So pretty cool stuff with there. I did listen to Slay speak after. I'd love to run that video. I got to get approval from the Eagles to run those press conferences, because that would be great to run. Just to update everybody, we are monetized media, so we are not allowed to run Eagle stuff like some of the other YouTubers are, because we're a monetized media outlet. I know they're monetized, but they're not. We have a credentialed, we have ads running, we have sponsors and stuff. So We're viewed in a different light by the Eagles. So, you know, that's why we don't run all that stuff. But I'd like to get approval from on it soon. We did have a puker today. It was not Mekhi Becton. It was Jalen Carter. So the puke count through training camp, shout out to Jimmy Kemsky. Mekhi Becton 2, Jalen Carter 1. So interesting stuff there. Saquon Barkley had kind of a rest day today. He didn't participate in team drills. It was a load management day. Johnny Mack said Kenny Gainwell looks spectacular. He said Kenny Gainwell has been spectacular with the ones in his absence. So good stuff there. I want to welcome in Big Hurt. I'm new to the channel. What's up, brother? Appreciate you being here. If you're new to the channel, I want to give you an update. We have a show in the morning called Birds 365 with myself and John McMullen, the Eagles beat reporter. In the afternoon, we have the National Football Show with Dan Cilio. He gives you kind of an outsider's view on the Eagles. Might not always give you what you want to hear, but he gives you his truth. He played very high in the NFL. He played very high in football. He got up to the NFL, was drafted in the NFL, and is really one of the best defensive tackles to ever play in college football. He played on that historic Miami Hurricanes defense in 84 and 85. So, Dan Cilio, and then we'll have post-game shows. We'll have pre- and post-game shows all year long, really just packed with content on the Eagles. But we appreciate you being here, brother. Make sure you're subscribed. We appreciate it. And drop a like if you're enjoying the content. But I appreciate your message today, sent telling us you're new to the channel. Always love to hear the new people. This is from Jeff Kerr, by the way. This is the update on Jalen Hurts' touchdown pass to Devontae Smith. Really sounds incredible. Jeff Kerr says, Jalen Hurts finds Devontae Smith on a 30-yard touchdown in the back left of the end zone. Smith got both feet in. Great throw, better catch. Keely Ringo was in coverage. Hurts threw it only where Smith could make a play. So great stuff there. This is from Martin Frank. That's it for practice. Just under 2 hours. Hurts throws his first pick, but otherwise had a very strong day. Pickett also threw an interception. Slay and Carter shined on defense. Ends with the one-on-one drill. Van Sumeren was wide receiver. Got by Andre Sam, but Pickett overthrew him. Interesting recap there from Martin Frank. So overall, another good practice, everybody. Like I said, I will get more details on the practice tonight from John McMullen on our nighttime edition of Birds 365. I'll go to the chat right now and see what everybody's talking about here in the chat. Looks like a good crowd. Appreciate all you guys being here right now. Hit that like button.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of experience. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
I'm curious to see what you guys took away from the practice today. Puke count at my crib. Good stuff. Abe says, I love it. Everybody's working extremely hard. Yeah, it does seem like it was a really good training camp this year. You know, it's tough that, you know, sometimes you're a prisoner of the moment and all you can think about is, is where you are right now. But it does seem like this training camp was positive, upbeat. The vibes were good. Everybody was playing hard. People got better. People got tested. I think it's a good thing. So good stuff there. Rob checks in, says Johnny Wilson being out this long isn't good for concussion. You are right about that, Rob. By the way, this might be my first time seeing you in the channel as well, Robbie. I don't know if it's just your first time commenting, but appreciate you being here, brother. And you're no doubt correct on that. You know, Johnny Wilson with the concussion, this is now a week running for him. So, you know, I don't know how good that is. Remember, he did the joint practice last week on Tuesday. And that's when he got the concussion. He missed the preseason game. It's now Wednesday of this week. So you're talking 8 days since the concussion, and he is still missing practice, hasn't been out there at all. So definitely want to monitor that. I think that does take a hit for his wide receiver three chances, but we'll see what ends up happening with him. Eduardo Reza, one of our channel members, appreciate you being here, brother. Are y'all going back to regular time tomorrow, seeing as tomorrow practice will just be a walkthrough? Eduardo, yes. We will be live in the morning on Birds 365 from 8 to 10 a.m. tomorrow. No nightcap edition. So this really might be our last nightcap edition of Birds 365 until the season, when John might have to push it to the afternoon on some days. I doubt it, but there might be some days that he has to do that. We will see how it plays out. Lord Vaughn says, I hope Davis Price and Jenkins make the 53. I don't know about Davis Price, but I'm with you on EJ. EJ Jenkins has been good. By the way, the Eagles made a roster move today. They did waive CJ Uzama. So he will be out. That takes him off the 53-man roster. And that, I think, makes room either for EJ Jenkins, or I guess you could say Albert O. I would go EJ Jenkins, but I think Davis Price is not happening. I just don't see him keeping that many running backs. So I don't think he'll make it, but I think EJ Jenkins could, which would be great. Kevin Savard checks in. What's up, Kevin? Thanks for being here, brother. They have a protocol to follow. His must have been pretty bad. Yeah, I think you're talking about the concussion with Johnny Wilson. Definitely, it might be bad. Might be worse than we're thinking. I haven't gotten an update on him, so I'll look to get that from John tonight. Dave in Austin says, Sills is a hater. Sills is just not an Eagles fan. So Sills, you know, has a more contrarian point of view. He has a more pessimistic point of view because he's not a fan. So he doesn't, you know, when you're a fan, sometimes you bend the narratives to believe that your team is going to be as good as you want them to be. And that's natural. I think it's fine to recognize that that's what we can do at times. Sills doesn't have any of that. So he sees the negative and calls it out, whether you like it or not, that's what he's going to do. And I'm good with it. I love Sills. I think he's a great talk show host. He goes live for 4 hours a day, and it's just an absolute machine when he's on the air. If you've ever been up here, by the way, this is my first off-season hosting. It's not easy to do what Sills does. He might make it look easy, but it's not easy to do what Dan Cilio does. 4 hours a day, humor, football, in-depth talk, storylines, just the whole nine yards. In a way, it reminds me of like a WWE guy where he can play the heel. He can educate you on the game. He can bring on guests from all walks of life, as he brought on Warren Moon yesterday. I'm a big fan of Dan Cilio. I understand why people don't like him, but I would urge you to listen to him and then make your decision up. You know, you don't have to like him, but you got to listen to him. That's what I always say to people. You might not love him, but you will listen to him and you'll understand what he says. Brian says he F's with Sills. No doubt about it. I love Sills. So Dave says, I'm a Xander fan. Sills not as much. Well, Dave, you got to be there then for our segments each day. If you do that, then it's all good. I appreciate your perspective, brother. Thanks for being here. Robbie Gravino checks in again. Robbie, appreciate your comments today, man. Good to see you in here. Wonder if Eagles trade Rodgers by trade deadline when Cooper is ramped up. Seems like he won the job opposite side. It's a good take. You know, we've talked about that in the offseason here, Robbie, where we wonder, you know, could he be – remember, here's the problem, Robbie, with Isaiah Rodgers. From an Eagles perspective, from a business perspective, they have a bunch of young corners. They have Quinion, they have Cooper, they have Keely Ringo, and all of them are drafted by the Eagles. Isaiah Rodgers was, you know, they took a flyer on him. They might not be as attached to him, and he's a little bit older, so he's not under contract as long. He's just under contract for the year. Is it a quick flip? You know, the Eagles could be like, we signed him for bare bones. Could we trade him now for a third or fourth round pick? I could see Howie being like, look, that's just a good return on investment. and we just give our draft picks more of a chance to play. So that's kind of the catch with Isaiah, where I think the Eagles don't have as much commitment to him because they didn't draft him. But, you know, he's been a good player through camp, so I wonder if they would try and get him on the field. We'll see what they end up doing with him. But I do think that's a good, you know, possibility that you posed there. So I appreciate the comment for sure. Mad Bird, appreciate you, brother. Thanks for being here, man. Sills' takes are based on calling the BS, which people don't like because it's usually negative stuff, but that's every team. No doubt, Madness. Sills does focus on that, and that's partly why some people have a problem with him. But, you know, overall, I love his show. Prince, come on, Prince. You know that's not true, man. Sills is a content machine. But I appreciate you being here, Prince. You always have good comments. Let me see if I can pull up a better comment here. I'm done talking about Cilio, everybody. You guys got me talking about Sills. Abe checks in and says, it's going to be Kenny G, Skip, and Saquon most definitely, but maybe keep one more on practice squad. I think they'll definitely keep one on the practice squad. I think for sure. I think they'll keep Kendall Milton there, and I think they'll probably keep Ty Davis Price. I don't know about Lou Nichols. We'll see, you know, what they do with Lou Nichols, but, you know, I think they'll definitely keep some guys on the practice squad. But when you're talking about the 53, it's going to be three running backs, I think, the three you named there. Saquon, Kenny Gainwell, and Will Shipley. But other than that, I don't anticipate them keeping anybody else. Twist says, I love Sills. Where else can you argue with the host and be called a dickhead? No snowflakes allowed. It's true, man. This show is a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun producing it. I have a lot of fun being on there. But, you know, it's sports, everybody. Sometimes I think people take this stuff too seriously. We're supposed to have a lot of fun. We're supposed to talk football. It's like when you talk to your, you know, your crazy uncle who tells you, oh, I don't want to see this from the Eagles, you know, at a family event. You know, it's all good, man. We're just talking sports. I think everybody should, you know, relax. Not everybody's going to have the same opinion, which is okay. And that's why I love Sills' show, but it's good stuff. So overall, everybody, good training camp 16. Training camp's officially in the books. We'll get the full rundown on the practice tonight on Birds 365 from 6 to 8 p.m. with John McMullen. But overall, it does seem like it was a good practice today. I didn't see if somebody put out who won. It seems like both offense and defense had their share of wins out there on the field today. Cooper DeJean I do think he will be playing in the preseason finale on Saturday, so that'll be good to see him out there. But we'll see what happens there. I will go to a couple chats before I get out of here. Eduardo says, hey, Xander, what do you think about the Packers' defense come week one? How do you think that game will pan out? Eduardo, that's a tough game, man. That's a tough game. I don't know too much about that Packers' defense, but that Packers' offense is good. So it's going to be a real test for this offense. And there, Jordan Love, I know people are like, hey, man, we've only seen 1 year. He's a good quarterback, man. He's a good quarterback. So I don't think we should take that game lightly. That's a tough game, and that's why I've said it sucks that that game is in Brazil. That's a game that you want to have at the link. You know, you lose that home field advantage, and you take that to a neutral location like Brazil. You know, I don't know. It's not good for the Eagles to have that game in Brazil. But overall, I think the Eagles could get the win. I did, by the way, my win-loss projections. I had the Eagles at 13-4, and I had them losing that game. So I don't want to sway from that because I still have us at 13 wins with a loss there. I just think it's a tough spot for the Eagles. I think there's a lot more pressure on the Eagles in that game. I think being in Brazil is a massive loss for the Eagles. You don't want to play that game in Brazil at all. I think the Browns would have been much better to play there. So, excuse me, needed a drink of water there. But look, I think it's not ideal that game's in Brazil, but overall, I think we're in a good position. We'll see what they do. Buzzbro asks the same questions. What are your expectations for our first game in Brazil? Like I just told you, my expectation is a loss, but it's all going to be all good. Prince says Eagles 1-0. Book it. We'll see what ends up happening in that game. Brandon Johnson, appreciate this, man. Xander, the young gun and future of sports tech. Love listening to your takes. Brandon, appreciate you being here, man. I appreciate that comment a lot. Definitely getting up to speed and starting to get better at this, but I appreciate all of our viewers. I couldn't do it without you guys, so I appreciate you all for sure. Brian says, just don't piss Xander off. He'll thank you for the $5 super chat and then tell you to get the F out of here. That's only one time, Brian. Somebody was pissing me off, and he wanted to do it via a $5 super chat, so I told him, thank you. Now be gone, and that's how that went down. But that was good stuff. Appreciate all you guys being here. That's going to do it for our recap on today's practice. RTF, I'll hit this question before I get out of here. Any update on Sweat Did he change his number and disappear? Yeah, there hasn't been much update from the pass rushers. It's just not – you don't hear a lot about pass rushers in camp. It's tough because you can't tackle the quarterback. You can't really tackle anybody that a pass rusher would. So it's kind of just like, did they win the block or not? Or, you know, and remember, they're going up against Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata, two of the best tackles in the league. So it's not really a camp where you hear a lot about pass rushers, but we will definitely keep our sights on them for the season. So appreciate everybody being here. Hit that like button on your way out. That's going to do it for the recap today. Appreciate you all. Dan Cilio coming up 2 to 6 p.m. And then I'll be on tonight, Birds 365 from 6 to 8 p.m. Thanks, everybody. Catch you next time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMePeople, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.